This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police. Let's not forget about our hospital and ER workers either, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs and the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, as he always does at this time, is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, your gal out there, Kamala Harris, you know her better than I do because she's a former California Attorney General, ran for president. And by the way, I'm going to establish something right now. I'm going to call her the two percenter because when she withdrew from the presidential race, she was at 2%. So she's now the two percenter, and she's now Biden's vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, isn't this something? Captain, I was going back in my mind over the primaries, and it just seems like Kamala Harris didn't gain traction, I think, for a reason in those primaries. And of course, you know, she attacked Biden in the debate and all this stuff. But Joe Biden or whomever has now chosen her as the VP pick, and really, I think it's a move to try to show that they're much more establishment, perhaps. I think that, she is a former prosecutor, as you said, a former attorney general. So maybe they're trying to pick up on some of the law and order stuff, although I think it's too little too late. But also, Captain, I think that the progressives, some of the reaction that I've seen so far, especially Bernie Sanders supporters, their ilk, essentially, of Bernie Sanders supporters. Sanders himself has been pretty supportive of the pick today, but the real progressives, the true believers, the revolutionaries, if you will, they are not happy at all, and so I think they've got a long way to go if they want to try to mend that fence.
Well, I said this a long time ago. Now, I thought that Susan Rice would get picked because of what we were seeing here in the last few days. Because, to begin with, I thought it was Kamala Harris all the way. And I only changed my mind probably on Monday because of the stocks that were being sold by Susan Rice. But here's the deal. I said a long time ago Barack Obama was going to be the one that chose the vice president if Biden got the nomination. And this was a choice, I believe, because of the proximity and the relationship that Barack Obama has with Kamala Harris. And, by the way, it's Kamala Harris is where you pronounce that. I believe that this is Michelle Obama and Barack Obama's choice.
Well, we certainly do feel that sort of pressure there, I think, you know, and certainly does sort of have their fingerprints on it. But I got to tell you, you know, again, I think that in the primaries, she just was not resonating. All the different things that she tried she's very formidable. There's no doubt about it. But again, I think they're going to have a real hard time trying to make people think that she's, you know, just the greatest thing since crushed ice.
Well, let's establish a fact here right now. I don't think the blacks, and especially the African Americans, accepted her for a reason. She's not black.
Well,
she's got dark skin, but she's of Indian origin, half Indian.
That's right. Her father is Jamaican.
Not Native American either, by the way.
Right, yeah, she's Indian, and her father's Jamaican, we understand.
Yeah, and that's not the same thing as an African-American or a black, so therefore, just like Barack Obama, he's our first black president. No, he wasn't. He was our first mulatto president, half white, half black.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how a lot of this plays, because, of course, the progressives, again, those real true believers, they wanted Karen Bass.
Yes.
And Karen Bass,
who is 100% black.
Well, but supported Castro, said all these, you know, weird things over time and so forth. But see, that's the direction that the so-called base really wants to go.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be hard for Biden and Harris to try to steer the ship back into some kind of thing where middle of the road voters could feel real comfortable with this, because I think too much has been said, too much has been done, and too much is water under the bridge for them to try to appear to be sort of moderate at this point.
Well, at the very least, the Kamala Harris pick has recast quite a bit of doubt in the future, and it's showing a Democratic power structure struggle again between the AOC and her groups of the world and the folks like Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and Hillary Clinton, who still have some say in what's going on. That's what I'm seeing. Here comes the music, and folks, when we come back, we'll have more to talk about. By the way, the football players, college football players, they want to play football. They don't want to sit out the season or wait till the winter or next spring or whatever to play football. They want to play football. And you talk about dollars being lost by colleges, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars by the major schools. That will mean other athletic programs, women's programs, will be cut as well. Watch and see. That's what's going on. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And I'll tell you what, I take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for about 4 years. It works for me. If you're on your feet a lot, if you've got back pain, if you've got shoulder pain, if you've got any type of pain at all, if you've got arthritis, which is something that I have, then the combination of ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will help you to lower and even eliminate pain associated with exercise, everyday living, and whatever you got going on. Now, it's 100% drug-free, all natural, and I would strongly suggest that you check this out because you can get on the three-week quick start plan. $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week plan. You go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and make sure you sign up for that. 3 weeks, $20 is all it costs. If it doesn't work, you're only out $20, and it's not that bad, and it will work for you. I have every bit of confidence in that. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a caller calling in, so let's find out what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Mike in Clearwater again. I love the show.
Thank you. What's up?
Here's my thing. Joe Biden, on an interview the first time, he said, well, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. So right there he insulted the intelligence of the black people by automatically assuming that they're going to vote for him. The second time he said, oh, well, with the exception of a few limited situations, the Latino community is more diverse.
Yeah.
So he insulted them again, and then he's probably in the beginning stage of dementia. So I want to know from the professor, I think he's already done irreparable damage. And am I correct in assuming that, professor?
Well, I think for any other politician, except Joe Biden in this particular situation, any other politician would have had to resign from the campaign or try to skulk away somehow, because what Joe Biden said, you're absolutely right, Mike, was completely insulting. I can't imagine why Joe Biden wasn't just reeling and taking all kinds of hits for that. I think he has been, but from the mainstream media, they simply don't have this real problem with that because, you know, they're carrying the water in many ways.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot for the question.
Thank you, Captain.
Yep, thank you. Okay, and I totally agree with you on that one, Kyle. But here's the deal. Again, he insulted the blacks, okay, because he didn't pick a black woman. I'm telling you, Kamala Harris is not a black woman. She's a dark-skinned woman, partially from the Caribbean and partially from India. That's not what anybody in this country would call an African-American or black, traditional black. So I think he insulted him again.
Well, exactly. I think people are trying to figure out what this move really means. I mean, Kamala Harris had been on the list, of course, for quite some time. But but I think, Captain, that there was a real struggle going on behind the scenes, and that's why there was postponement. Now it's 2 weeks after when they were really supposed to tell us what their pick was.
All right, hold on. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why the press hasn't said is because he's China Joe. China owns the media, okay, the China News Network, okay, they're all, this is all a plot here. They're pulling out all the stops, ladies and gentlemen. You understand the 63 million of us who busted our butt to get Donald elected, okay, and keep the Senate and get rid of Pelosi? How can you vote for a Democrat in Colorado, okay? How can you vote for a Democrat in Seattle when your city's on fire? And now this mayor in Chicago is going to come out and act like tough mayor? Please, save it, okay? Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia. How can you vote for blackface in Virginia for a governor? Wake up, man. Wake up. Don't you love your kids? Don't you love your wife? Don't you love your husband? Don't you love your grandparents who laid their life down for this country in the former wars? Where are you preachers at? Donald Trump is carrying the water, okay? Come on, man. Get to work and save the country. God bless you, Captain. Let's go get to work here and make sure you vote for a Republican, okay? And vote for Donald Trump, and let's get rid of Pelosi. Peace.
All righty. By the way, I was waiting for the come on, man, and we got it, didn't we?
That's right.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And Todd is on it tonight. Now, when I teased the segment coming in, I wanted to talk a little bit about football, college football. College football is a major source of revenue for the big schools, the Big Ten, Big 12, the Big Eight, the Big East, SEC, AEC, Pac 10, all those schools. Some of these programs bring in 100, 150, close to $200 million a year. And that money goes to fund some of the women's sports programs too, and some of the minor men's sports programs. Well, with no college football, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah, well, that money won't be there, of course, yeah.
And there'll be no minor sports.
That's right.
So these, and the players want to play. They want to play. So what's the problem?
Well, Captain, I think that they're very concerned, obviously, of having any kind of outbreak, especially for the student players, basically. It's different than being part of the NFL, from what I understand. But there's a lot of other economic impact from this, especially, and I just saw a report earlier about the Rose Bowl, for example, with no games and certainly no Rose Bowl that will be played, and no Rose Parade, as I understand as well. There are all kinds of ancillary businesses all around the area in Pasadena there in California that are not going to get the projected revenue that they typically might get when you have the Rose Bowl game. And so that's just going to be kind of the same story for all over the country where you have these big games and so forth. So it's very, very sad. They might try to get back at it in the spring, we understand, but I think you're right. The players would like to play, but there are a lot of, you know, legal considerations and so forth that it may just be too much for them at this point.
How many college football, college baseball, college basketball, college track athletes have you heard about that have died of the coronavirus?
I think a zero.
There you go. Okay. I rest my case.
Yep.
Now, guess who's paying to house 13,000 New York City homeless people in hotels in New York?
Who's that?
The taxpayer.
Well, I would expect, yeah.
Yeah, and this is not right. They're staying, some of them are staying in some pretty nice places. I don't mind the fact that they're being put inside and getting them off the street, but to put them in a hotel that's costing upwards to $100 a night, I don't think so.
Well, right. Well, there's got to be some other kind of way of approaching that, because you're right. I mean, especially with all these budget cuts, and also the revenue, tax revenue would be down as well because of the shutdowns.
Yeah, now I want to mention just briefly about Beirut. And by the way, folks, I don't know what's going on, but Chicago, I just got a little heads up on my scanner that told me that Chicago police, the frequency is lit up on fire with 5,000 people listening to a certain frequency in downtown Chicago. So I'm wondering if they're tearing it up again in Chicago tonight.
Well, we'll see if we get any reports of that. Of course, what we witnessed before was even a major surprise, it would seem, to Lori Lightfoot, the mayor there in Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I want to say something here, because I just got a little flash in front of me here, a little bulletin. Kamala Harris, when she ran for the president, the last presidential polling number she got in the Democratic side was 2%. She did garnish 5% of the vote, just 1% below Elizabeth Warren.
Wow. Well.
And the leader in the clubhouse was Joe Biden with 43%.
Yep. That's right. Well, again, that's why it would have been interesting to see if he would have picked Elizabeth Warren, but I think he sort of backed himself into a corner as well. And then, of course, there were all these demands specifying the criteria for his VP pick. And so it's quite interesting the way that the political direction is going for the Democrats now. They now mandate, evidently, a specific criteria for politicians to be able to follow.
Well, there were 100 black men that had signed a letter.
A letter, yeah.
Yeah, and they said that they wanted Biden to pick a black woman. The people that signed that, the majority of them were either Hollywood or media types.
Well, that's right. Yeah, with I think Sean Diddy Combs was one of them, and so forth. And basically, what that letter said, Captain, was you are going to lose the election if you don't do this. And so, you know, again, Biden's trying to cobble together, and I think really that's the right term, cobble together some kind of coalition here. He's desperate, and I think the Democrats know that President Trump's doing very well and coming back in these polls.
And by the way, Kyle, hold that thought. That's a good point to go out with and a good point to come back in with, because I've got the Real Clear Politics website pulled up here. Donald Trump is closing the gap. It's getting closer, and in a lot of states, it's well within the margin of error. Okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joe Biden has chosen Senator Kamala Harris to be his vice president. He was under increasing pressure to name a black woman as his running mate, someone who could connect with minorities, especially following the death of George Floyd, as well as Black Lives Matter protests that followed. Kamala Harris is the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants who were active in the civil rights movement. Now, during a continuation of that movement, she brings added credentials as a U.S. senator, a former district attorney, and the former attorney general for the state of California. President Trump says the 55-year-old Harris did poorly in the Democratic primaries as a candidate.
She was expected to do well, and she ended up at right around 2%. And spent a lot of money. She had a lot of things happening, and so I was a little surprised that he picked her.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you go to the website geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, type in your zip code, they will come back and ask you if you would like a price quote or if you would like to get talk to an agent, and they'll give you the name of your local agent and all that. Whatever the choice might be, ask them about a price comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, an RV, whatever it is you're driving, ask them about that. And then keep in mind this one fact. If you bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy with that, then guess what? You are going to save even more money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle, what's going on?
Well, we're having a great show, Captain. We've got so much to talk about. But I wanted to ask you right here at the top of the segment, you had an event in Bradenton last night, right?
Yes, I did. And it was the 11th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee, of which I was one of the founding members, number one. And number two, it was also a meeting of the Conservative Coalition, which included members from the American Family Association, Florida, Women for Trump,
Manatee, Sarasota Republican Assembly. I mean, it was well attended. We had every table and every chair we had in there was full. We had some people standing around the edges. We did our social distancing. We could have put double the amount in there, but we scattered it out a little bit so there wouldn't have been any problem there. But it was a great night. A lot of great speakers, great food. Saw a lot of my regular listeners. Happy to see them. And I just want to thank everybody down there in Bradenton for the warm welcome they gave me. And by the way, I got my soapbox out and spent about 10 minutes just giving it to them.
Sounds great. Sounds
now, my question for you is something about Joe Biden. He was on television yesterday singing the praises of the Islamic faith and talking about, well, we need to get more about the Islamic faith in the schools and get it more in our lives and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, no, we don't. Not where I'm sitting. Not with what I know and have seen and have heard about. What do you think Joe Biden would do? You think you'd ever hear Joe Biden say, by the way, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. We need to have more Judeo-Christian things going on. Will we ever hear that from him?
You know, I don't think so at all. In fact, if he was ever asked that question, I'm sure he would try to pivot or somebody would run over and say it's time for him to go now or something. But because it just wouldn't follow that sort of narrative. It wouldn't follow that sort of direction. But I guess it's cool to say what he said, quote unquote, but certainly he would be looked at as being sort of a dinosaur or something if he said something about Judeo-Christian values in our nation. But, you know, again, a lot of these things are politicians being a pander bear, and I just feel like that's exactly where he's going with this kind of stuff.
Now, you remember some of the elections that have been challenged over the years. For example, in 2000, Florida, the Chads and the lawyers and all that stuff that took place down here in the Supreme Court, finally having to get in the middle of it and make a call. You remember all that, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, 2000. Yeah.
This election is going to be that on steroids, where we could see as many as a dozen or 12 or 13, 14, 15 states, somewhere in that vicinity, where challenges would go on because of one simple thing, mail-in ballots. The lines have been drawn.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And if you notice, Captain, they're already ramping up on some of these cable networks, basically, where they give these scenarios of what's going to happen when President Trump doesn't accept the results, and they'll have to really just extract him out of the White House, or Nancy Pelosi, they have to fumigate him out of the White House kind of stuff.
CNN is saying that Donald Trump is going to be suing in all these different states because when he loses, he's going to sue because he's going to say he was cheating, he was this, he was that. Well, what are the Democrats going to do in those same states?
Well, exactly right. And that's really what the state of our elections have really become. In 2000, it was, you know, somewhat of an aberration, but ever since then, you know, it has been armies of lawyers hitting the ground in these different states, ready for battle on Election Day. But now with the mail-in ballots, what does Election Day mean? I mean, is there a definable Election Day? Because these ballots could keep coming in. It could take weeks. It could take months to figure out who won the election. And our system just doesn't work that way. But the Democrats, of course, will scream disenfranchisement and so forth because, you know, they just want to be able to have whatever system is best suited for them. And if the situation were reversed and Trump was calling for mail-in voting, they would say President Trump is reckless, he doesn't care about the election, he's trying to stay in power, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, they really believe they are going to win. They believe they have the winning ticket. The left and the media and the Hollywood elitists were just absolutely, absolutely on fire over this Kamala Harris pick, that was the best thing that ever happened, this, that, and the other. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm making a prediction that the Democrats are going to go absolutely bonkers, insane. Okay, we'll call it insane. I was going to use the word bonkers, but I'll change the terminology. They're going to go insane when they lose in November. And I believe they're going to lose because of one simple thing, and I said it again last night. The defunding of the police, that is not a populist or populist issue amongst the majority of the people in America. Over 60%, 62% in one poll, 61% in another poll, 63% in a third poll want the police left alone.
Oh, that's absolutely right. But I have a feeling that, of course, in order to try to balance out or contradict, basically, the top cop persona that they're hanging on Kamala Harris now, and that she's, you know, didn't prosecute enough police, et cetera, she might try to go to the other extreme. And that's going to further alienate people across the highways and byways of the land, Captain. They are not going to want to elect a team that's going to go out there and try to placate this base, because they've got a lot of damage control to do now.
Yeah, and Eric is saying that the mainstream news media is telling everyone what is going to happen, not what could happen regarding a contested election.
Well, that's right. Exactly. Again, they're trying to get people involved with this notion, this sort of preconceived script, that you know, this is all going to go south. President Trump's going to barricade himself in the Oval Office and this kind of thing. And it's like this fantasy land that some of these different cable networks sort of live in, and they just sort of talk to each other, but they're not dealing with the actual, you know, with what's really going out there. And if they just look at what's happening in the streets of Chicago, for example, they'll find out that things aren't hunky-dory.
And by the way, they can say what they want about President Trump and how he's failed with coronavirus and the COVID pandemic and this, that, and the other, and he's done all that sort of stuff, blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, if anybody else than Donald Trump had been president, I think we would have been worse off.
We would have been totally worse off. The economy was literally taking off like a rocket ship because of the things that President Trump did in terms of deregulation, getting the tax cuts passed and so forth. He did all that with the Congress, or the House rather, being in the Democrat hands. If the president wins re-election, which I think that he will, if he were to be able to get the House and the Senate, then it's not taking off like a rocket ship. Now we're hitting warp speed on the economy. The Democrats saw this. They knew that there was nothing organically wrong with the economy, and in many ways they've embraced this COVID-19 issue because it ruined the economy quite literally, and they think that that's, again, good for them. It's crazy.
And by the way, the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said that he wanted the blue state ballots off the table during the stimulus talks. In other words, mail-in ballots, he wanted that off the table during the stimulus talks, if they really wanted to talk about this seriously.
Well, right. Well, the idea is to get emergency money to people because of the emergency. People need this to survive. We already know that people are going under.
Yeah.
They're going under for the third time, basically. This is really not funny anymore, and the Democrat leadership wants to withhold that aid to the American people because, again, they want something that's politically good.
Yeah. And here's an interesting statistic. The blue states across the world, around the world, are number three in the world. The blue states, when you add them all up in terms of the death toll from the coronavirus, the red states are number six in the world.
Well, it's a pretty interesting statistic, I would say. Yeah,
that just popped up here, and I just saw that, and I'm thinking to myself, okay. Here comes the music, and folks, when we come back from that music, we're going to take a look at the highways and byways out there and see what's going on. It's an interesting evening, to say the least, when it comes to the weather and whatnot. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across the country and around the world, too, on the Internet and satellite. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up right now is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you, wherever you're at. Pull on in there, check them out, see why they are America's number one truck stop chain, the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. And we're going to get started right now.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes. 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Oh, yeah. The highway junkie song in there, junking along the highway. Okay, let's take a look at the weather statement here before I bring Kyle into the mix here. Now, critical fire weather conditions persist across portions of the Northwest, Northern Rockies, and Great Basin tonight. Severe thunderstorms with large hail and a few strong wind gusts are possible across parts of the Northern and Central Plains. Heavy rainfall bringing a flash flooding risk is there in the middle Atlantic states. Heat is building up in the southwest into California this week, and it is hotter than a firecracker again out in the desert in California. So, Kyle, what's going on?
Well, Captain, we're going to start in Arizona. We've got excessive heat warnings going on there, the Phoenix area, and, of course, that includes Scottsdale as well. But a lot of southern Arizona covered by this excessive heat warning, looking at temperatures that could range anywhere from 109 to 118 degrees, and that's heading over even into Southern California. Right now it's about 10 minutes to midnight in California, and Palm Springs again at 90 degrees right now. But all of this is happening because we have the high pressure system that's coming up through Mexico and the American Southwest. And that's going to bring triple-digit heat to parts of California to align up with what's going on in Arizona. And in some places in Southern California, we could also see 118 degrees. The coast is going to be more 80s and 90s, but the inland valleys looking to about 100, or rather triple digits, as we head towards the end of the week. So a lot of heat happening in California. This stretches all the way up through the California Central Valley as well. And, of course, over in Nevada, Reno and Carson City area, we have fire weather warning. We've got fire weather warnings all through most of Montana as well, Captain, and going down into eastern Idaho, and that's going to be in the Idaho Falls area. Wyoming also covered almost completely by a fire weather warning. A lot of this going around. And then in lower half of the state, Utah, extending up through Salt Lake City up to Logan, fire weather warning. Over in Colorado, we still have an air quality alert that's going on in the Grand Junction area. That's from wildfire smoke. And over in Denver, also air quality, and that has to do with partly of the wildfire smoke, other particulate matter and ozone. And in fact, they have basically a special day where they call for people to limit the gas and diesel engines that they might use just in order to try to help the air quality. So that's what's going on in the West right now.
Now, in South Dakota tonight, folks, the northern central part of South Dakota, right along the North Dakota border, we have got some high heat warnings there that are going to be around today, but we've also got some thunderstorm activity and some thunderstorm watches and warnings there going across through that area, so be careful there. Down in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma tonight, we've got some rain in the picture. Down in Houston, between Houston and Beaumont, and then going up north out of Houston, we've got an area about 50 miles around where there's some uncertain weather conditions there. Now, this is kind of interesting. Down in the New Orleans area, and in between I-55 and I-59, going up towards I-20, moving in that direction, is a line of thunderstorms coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. There's another line behind it that's firing up in the Gulf of Mexico, as it looks like there's going to be quite a bit of rain in that area tonight. Now, we'll see. Now, in the meantime, going up into the northeastern part of the United States, we've got scattered flood watches and flood warnings all the way from the northern part of Virginia over into the western part of Maryland in the mountains and over towards Delaware and the southern part of Jersey and around the southeastern part of Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia and Allentown. And then we still have that heat from New York to Maine. along I-95 up through Boston. It's pretty much right there along the I-94-5 corridor. Last night it was up going up towards Lake George and whatnot, but it's kind of refined itself down that level right now. And that's what we have in terms of weather going out there. And by the way, folks, don't forget that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always, always brought to you by the pilot in Flying J closest to you. Now, pull on in there and find out what they're all about right now, because the pilots, I'm telling you, won't believe it. You're liable to pull into a McDonald's. You're liable to pull into a Wendy's. You're liable to pull into an Arby's. You're liable to pull into a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu and their ice cream, too. It's really good. And don't forget to become a member of their Drivers Club, because in doing so, you'll gain points for the fuel that you buy and purchases that you make in a restaurant. And those points can go towards other gifts that they have. And if you got one of their Flying J or their pilot travel mugs, you can get that filled. They treat it as a refill. So there you go. So check them out, Flying J and your pilot travel centers. You'll be glad you did. Well, Kyle, let's go back to kind of what we were talking about here. We'll get back into the mix of it here with the information that is transpiring. Now, as far as you know, and I still don't see anything, as far as you know, there's nothing transpiring in Chicago right now that we should be talking about.
Well, we've been looking, especially during the last break. We were checking out some of the local TV stations there, and then also checking some of the wires here. We're not particularly seeing anything that's breaking, but we are keeping our eye on it to see if anything does, in fact, break out of Chicago. Right now, it should be about 2 o'clock in the morning there, I believe.
Yeah, and Cook County is going bonkers with the people that are listening on the frequencies there, frequency number one in particular in Cook County. So it leads me to believe there's something going on. By the way, Dr. Fauci, not to be outdone, cast doubt on the Russian COVID-19 vaccine. Russia said they had a vaccine. And Dr. Fauci saying, well, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I think he'd say that about just about any vaccine, not only just because it's at this point, but honestly, in the way that vaccines are typically developed and tested and so forth, I can't imagine that he would come out and be very supportive of just about anything at this point.
Well, we know that Fauci is in the tank for some of these higher-priced prescriptions that are being developed. He's not in support of hydroxychloroquine. Again, that's the 90-cent per pill solution. I talked about that last night in my little soapbox episode that I did. It's obvious that these doctors and certain politicians have got money in some of these drug companies.
Well, exactly. And you know, Captain, those kinds of things are filtering, I think, through people across the highways and byways of the land. They see this as being totally politicized, that somebody is gaining from a lot of this. Meanwhile, they can't go to church, they can't go get their hair cut in many cases, especially here in California, and on it goes.
And by the way, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, two of the big conferences, big football conferences, voted to postpone their football seasons this year, so that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. They may be coming back in the spring, but this is kind of part and parcel, I think, of a lot of these different predictions. Well, they tried to set it out pretty far, but then you never know.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to go to the top of the hour news break. Top of the hour news break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking again with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, so don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.